I'm Anjui James Sawyers with the GIS Evening News for Tuesday, October 11. Coming up, Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission launches campaign against illegal gambling. Prime Minister calls on financial sector to remove profitability from criminal activity and government to review Proceeds of Crime Act. The news in detail after the break.
All criminal matters except for some matters under the Dangerous Drugs Act are petty session matters, entitle an accused to legal aid. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Now the news. The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission, BGLC, has partnered with Crime Stop to launch a campaign to counter illegal gambling activity across the island. The BGLC will now be able to collect information using the 311 Crime Stop hotline. Director of Licensing and Registration at the BGLC, Maurice Thompson, says the initiative is expected to boost the number of reports and subsequent convictions in the coming months.
We got 53 reports in the 2015 fiscal year, 47 in 2016, and 14 so far this year. We had 15 arrests in 2015, 15 arrests in 2016, and so far 3 arrests this year. We expect Crime Stop to significantly improve this reporting.
Mr. Thompson was speaking at a GIS think tank session Tuesday. He notes that illegal gambling, which has been tied to organized crime, has led to significant loss of revenue for the government. With this in mind, the BGLC will also be lobbying for increased fines for persons found conducting illegal betting and gaming. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness is calling on the financial sector to ensure a regulatory environment that removes profitability from criminal activity. Mr. Holness says money laundering, which is directly linked to crime, is a serious problem, estimated to account for 2-5% of global gross domestic product GDP.
Jamaica cannot afford to be seen as a weak link in the chain of international efforts to combat money laundering and terrorism financing. We must have a robust anti-money laundering and counter-financing of terrorism regime in place to prevent criminals from benefiting from the proceeds of their crime.
The Prime Minister says the national security policy points to taking the profit out of crime as one of the government's strategic priorities in curbing illegal activity. Finance Minister Olly Shaw is expressing optimism that headway is being made in the effort to lobby major banks in the United States to maintain correspondent banking services with similar financial institutions in Jamaica and the wider Caribbean. Mr. Shaw says a statement was recently issued by the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, OCC, which indicated that the U.S. government is sensitive to the negative impacts caused by the closure of correspondent banking services in small jurisdictions such as the Caribbean. Mr. Shaw also pointed to a section of the statement urging banks not to base their fiscal decisions solely on the need to avoid risk.
The global financial system cannot be paralyzed by risk. Rather, the system must function to serve the needs of the world's consumers, markets, and economies. The OCC is right on the button.
Mr. Shaw was speaking at the Jamaica Bankers Association 5th Annual Anti-Money Laundering Counter-Financing of Terrorism Conference on Tuesday. The Office of the Comptroller of the Currency charters, regulates, and supervises all national banks and federal savings associations, as well as federal branches and agencies of foreign banks in the United States. And the government is reviewing the Proceeds of Crime Act with a view to lowering costs for businesses to comply with international financial regulations. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government is moving to establish financial transactions at related business administration functions that can be considered low risk under the Act. A framework will then be put in place to better enable businesses to complete these tasks with little fiscal sanctions or penalties.
These will attract reduced due diligence measures, which should lower your compliance cost and allow these low-risk transactions to be done more easily and speedily.
Mr. Holness says the savings to businesses will assist them in expanding their operations and contribute to economic growth. The Prime Minister was speaking at the Anti-Money Laundering Counter-Financing of Terrorism AML-CFT conference in Kingston on Monday. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.